First up today is Kirsty Bedford with all the travel news that you can use.
In travel news this week, 8 low-cost carriers have announced the formation of the world's largest alliance. The partner airlines Cebu Pacific, Jeju Air, Knock Air, Knock Scoot, Scoot Tiger Air Singapore and Australia, and Vanilla Air say the alliance will provide greater value, connectivity and choice for travel throughout Southeast Asia, North Asia and Australia. Customers will be able to view, select and book the best available airfares from any of the airlines in a single transaction. Passengers can also choose seat and meal selection, baggage allowances and other in-flight features across all partner airline sectors in a single itinerary. The Value Alliance airlines together cover a third of the earth and serve more than 160 destinations with a collective fleet of 176 aircraft across the Asia-Pacific region. Scoot CEO Campbell Wilson says it's excited by the opportunities this partnership presents. He says the Value Alliance partners are leaders in their respective territories, and by working together can offer guests a wider choice of destinations and flights at the most competitive airfares all in one go. Following 32 months of construction, Royal Caribbean International has launched the world's largest cruise ship, Harmony of the Seas. Costing more than $1.4 billion Australian dollars, Harmony of the Seas will be the 25th ship in the Royal Caribbean fleet and boasts highly anticipated first-at-sea experiences. Included are the tallest slide at sea with a 30-metre drop, 23 swimming pools, whirlpools, 2 flow rider surf simulators and water slides, including the Perfect Storm, a trio of water slides, and the Splash Away Bay Water Park. Broadway's hit musical Grease will be playing in the theatre, while diving shows take place in the Aqua Theatre. And it doesn't end there. There are 11,252 works of art showcased throughout the ship, and a living park in the centre, which features more than 10,500 plants. Royal Caribbean's Michael Bailey says the ship is the best of the best, combined with new and thrilling experiences never before found in one place. Harmony of the Seas will homeport in Barcelona, Spain, and embark on the first of 34 seven-night sailings in the Western Mediterranean on 7th of June. A new World Bank report says careful and sustainable planning around emerging tourism markets could significantly help Pacific Island countries, and Australia plays a key part. The Pacific Possible Tourism Report recommends 4 key strategy areas for attention: improving international transport links to the region, attracting higher spending tourists, improved public sector engagement, and improving linkages between tourism and local economies. It says the island nations would stand to gain as much as $2.5 billion per year in additional revenues and create up to 128,000 additional jobs by 2040. Report author John Perrottet says by taking a targeted approach to tourism development, Pacific Island countries can ensure visitor numbers are kept at sustainable levels while attracting higher spending tourists, helping to protect the precious natural environment and cultural heritage that makes the region so special. Tourism plays an important role in Pacific Island economies and is one of the region's few economically viable sectors. 2/3 of visitors travelling to Pacific Island countries are from Australia and New Zealand, while the United States, China, Japan and Europe represent significant growth potential. From September, South Australians can wing their way to the Sunshine Coast on low-cost airline Jetstar. Services between Adelaide and the Sunshine Coast on Jetstar will commence on September 30, operating Wednesday, Friday and Sunday each week. Sunshine Coast Deputy Mayor Tim Dwyer says the new services would contribute further to Sunshine Coast Airport's record performance as the fastest-growing major airport in the country. The services add an additional 56,000 seats between the Sunshine Coast and Adelaide each year. Adelaide Airport Managing Director Mark Young says it's pleasing to see Jetstar continue to expand its network out of Adelaide, and South Australians will now be able to easily access the Sunshine Coast, while there will be plenty of Sunshine Coast residents who want to experience what Adelaide has to offer, including its world-class wine and seafood. And it's time to dust off your ski gear. Mount Buller is preparing for another action-packed snow season, which officially kicks off in 2 weeks. The resort is buzzing with anticipation for the first significant snowfalls, and the excitement is building with sub-zero temperatures and light flurries of snow. The snow season will officially commence with a weekend of events, activities and celebrations in the village square on Saturday the 11th of June, with free kids' entertainment, fireworks and live performances. The entire resort will be open, which will provide visitors the opportunity to enjoy the village atmosphere, pat a Siberian husky, try some delicious alpine fare, and hopefully hit the slopes. For a rundown of the activity, see www.mtbuller.com.au. That's travel news this week. I'm Kirsty Bedford.